Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for the BOGP Open Line replay from this past Sunday night, September 12th, 2021. As always, Scotty G joins me from up in Michigan, and we talk about the Disney news of the week, including a big welcome back to Club Cool over at Epcot. Get your Beverly on. Also, the Creation Shop is opening this week. It's open, actually, by the time this show hits the feed. Lots of other information. We take your calls. We talk about Run Disney. How are things going to look for the Wine and Dine race weekend and marathon weekend? And lots of other Disney talk tonight as well. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all of your Disney trip planning needs. We'd love to help you with that next Disney trip for no cost to you. And we're going to get you the best price possible on every Disney vacation. Check it out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. One extra click means a lot to us. It really does help support the show. Just click through vrguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge, huge thank you to our patrons for supporting the show, for allowing us to put our show out four times a week all around the world to build this community and just have a good time and keep things positive. It's because of your support. Also, our patrons get a bonus show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to support the show over on Patreon, please just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Well, hey, everybody. Happy Sunday night or Thursday if you're checking the show out here on the feed. It is the BOGP Open Line for Sunday night, September 12th, 2021. We're here for the next hour taking your calls, talking about the Disney news of the week as we do here on Facebook and YouTube. So thank you for joining us. And if you're not catching the show live, you got to do it next Sunday. Join us. We do this at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central for an hour. It is the quickest hour in Disney podcasting, I like to call it. And we're going to have a good time. Now, you also want to jump in here early because sometimes you get a little bonus content. You get a little college football talk, the rivalries, the passion, the heartbreak if you're a Mizzou fan. That's exactly what it is. But now we're back to Disney. We're going to take a breath and talk about the fun stuff. And as always, joining me here on a Sunday night, your friend and mine up in Sparty country, and he is literally in the back door of the stadium. We have your friend and mine, hashtag Scotty G. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Mike. I'm happy to be here on a Sunday with you again. It was a good Saturday for us Spartans. Right. We won by 28 against those Penguins of Youngstown State. Can't say the same for Mizzou Tigers, but you'll get them next week.
I mean, we played a legitimate SEC game. Nobody's played one of those yet. I mean, SEC on SEC, so what can you say? I mean, yeah. Texas got a little taste of what our little conference is like. And, you know, it is always early in the season where we are right now, and we'll get into Disney. It is kind of fun because you play schools that have mascots that are like, that shouldn't even be a football mascot, right? I mean, the Penguins, like, come on, do Penguins play football? You know, these small schools, especially if it has like a directional, like this week we play Southeast Missouri State. You know, that's always a good sign when you're a Power Five conference team playing a directional school, but we'll see. It's Mizzou.
But they're breaking games when it's like, you know, when you're up by three at halftime, you're really freaking out. So good luck to you this weekend.
All right. So let's talk some Disney. We're going to go over the news of the week. Then we're going to take your calls at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. I got to close Twitter because NFL's on right now. I haven't watched the NFL today, but just the tweets crack me up.
Your home state team now. You only have one state team, and they just made a good comeback, so they might hold on to win.
We go. Yeah, I mean, Nick Bolton plays for them, Mizzou alumni, so that's a good thing. But yeah, I don't Saturdays are for football. Sundays I do all that. If you have both days, I would never get anything done on the weekend, so that's kind of my trade-off there. So today we're talking Disney. Let's hit the news of the week real quick over at themouseforless.com. Ricky has three stories we're going to hit quickly. And the first story from this week is that Club Cool and the Creation Shop to open at Epcot on September 15th. So if I do a little math in my head, that would be Wednesday. So exciting. Well, before we jump into this, how excited are you, Scott, for the 50th? Because we are now less than 3 weeks from heading down. Actually, I'm terrible. I just bought my airline ticket a couple of days ago. I bought it on the 9th, actually, because it was a killer promo by Southwest Airlines. I don't know if you saw that. I got a companion pass for 2 months for buying my ticket. Isn't that? I mean, it's in January and February, but, you know.
Hey, bring someone down for marathon weekend.
I'm saying this. So I thought you need to fly to St. Louis. You can fly free down and back and then just go back home. Trust me, I was thinking about that. But, yeah, so we're you know, it's imminent now. You know, we kind of know what all is going to be going on. So, from what you've seen, now we're going to have this. We're going to have Creation Shop to go to in Epcot. Check it out. Club Cool will be there, too. I mean, what are you thinking about here as we're a couple of 3 weeks out?
I'm pumped. I'm going in with, like, low expectations. Not low expectations, but the expectations are I'm just going to be there to just be there, right? Like, it's not going to be, like, our family trips, you know? And our daughter isn't even coming where we're trying to, like, get some attractions in. It's just going to be, like, let's see what's new and see the fireworks shows and stuff like that and the merchandise. But I will tell you, I don't know if you saw me post this on social media this weekend, but I got those 50th Magic Bands.
I saw those. Dude, those are tight.
Those are really sweet.
Those
are sweet. It has those little 50th sliders, too, that they used to do for, like, the AP and DVC members. So I'm really – that kind of got me pumped when those came in the mail yesterday. I was like, Michigan State just won. I just got these Magic Bands. Like, I was on a high. But, yeah, the Magic Bands got me really pumped up for the 50th.
Yeah, check out your Instagram over at Epcot because those were really – awesome, because I haven't bought a Magic Band in ages. Like, I just keep using my one from like 2018. Yeah. It, you know, and I use my phone and stuff now. So, but when I saw those,
I thought that was a souvenir. You know,
yeah,
like,
I know
a cool souvenir to remember the time.
Those were in Laurie saying those are just they're incredible. I mean, and that is like that's. I mean, it's just like getting a T-shirt from the celebration or something. But actually, with a Magic Band, I mean, if you think about it, that's something that could be easily displayed because it's small. It has you know, it has that significance of a time and a place in Disney history and. I mean, if you hold on to that thing for another 25 years, I think it'll probably be worth a fortune. You pay for Emily's wedding, you know, with that.
There we go. Band. That's the plan. Like, that's why I bought three of them.
So we do as dads. We're just like, okay, we got to start saving for that stuff. But anyway, let's hit the Creation Shop Ricky was talking about. And she says, oh, actually, the Disney Parks tweeted, check out this sneak peek of the light line from the Epcot Light and Color Collection. Exclusive to Creation Shop. The assortment of futuristic gear was inspired by the historic transformation of Epcot. And will debut on September 15th when the Creation Shop and Club Cool officially opens. So basically, I saw this, and I saw some people kind of going a little crazy on this the other day on social media. It's basically like a hat and a bag and some Mickey ears, or I guess they're mini ears because they have a bow, and a mug. But it's all kind of that geodesic, like, spaceship Earth yep. triangles. What were your – I mean – as much as
I wanted that hat. The spaceship hat looked awesome to me.
Where am I going to wear that hat though? Like, I mean, seriously, I'm good with my just black Nike Mickey Mouse hat.
I mean, you could wear one on the podcast with your background. That is
cool. I'd be like camouflage. You'd never even see me. It'd just be like a pair of headphones podcasting. If I had that, I mean, I like it though. And here's the thing. I saw something again. This was, I don't know, so like Disney Parks blog or I don't know, somewhere on social media from Disney, but they came out with like a, I think they called it like an over-the-shoulder like purse. No, they called it a lunch bag, but it was super retro, like from the 70s. So I'm hoping beyond hope that Disney comes out with some kind of a retro line from like the 70s where they're, you know, reproductions of stuff that they're holding back. Because I think they really want to surprise us with something October 1st. Right. Maybe it's something like that.
I want that. We've talked about that so many times on these Sunday nights. Like, I would love to see, like, for the 50th, like, different decades get released, like, certain merchandise.
Yes.
Just starting with the 70s. Start with the OG years, but that'd be so awesome.
Well, think about that. They could do that like every 2 months throughout the next 12.
Yes.
You know, like, okay, yeah. The 70s runs till December 31st. Then we're going to do the 80s in January 1st to say like March. That's a great idea.
And to get people to come down. I mean, I would hope they would put it on Shop Disney too, because that's a lot of trips to book just to get some merchandise. But
you
never know.
I'm getting ready to start that whole thing. I was thinking about it, man, because I got the Chicago Marathon 4 weeks from today. So I'll be out of town that weekend. And it's a 50th. Wait, no, the 50th is before
first.
That. Yeah, the 50th is before that. Then the next weekend, I'm in Chicago. Then Wine and Dine, and then Marathon. So, the only month I won't be there as of right now is December.
Remember when we used to joke about like our old Disney Chase Visas, like when we had the characters? Like, I know Woody from Toy Story is definitely crying on yours now with all these trips.
Yes, my Millennium Falcon is sputtering at this point on my card. But I always get compliments. That's funny, though. I get so many compliments on my Millennium Falcon card. So, yeah, those are kind of fun to have. Okay, real quick on Club Cool says, most Disney fans are excited about the fact that a revitalized Club Cool hosted by Coca-Cola will be returning. The new shop will celebrate Coca-Cola in a fresh new way. Just got to say, hopefully Coke Zero. Just, you know, right. I'm just got to try it first, that commercial all the time. And it says, according to Imagineer Zach Ridley, when open, Club Cool is going to feature fun touches that tie to Epcot and Coca-Cola's design legacy. The facade has been inspired by classic glass Coca-Cola bottles and features the iconic Coca-Cola logo. And yes, it will allow guests to be able to sample flavors from around the world. Don't you fear, Beverly is back. Oh, man.
Oh, I fear. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. Club Cool was like a place that was kind of fun to go to, but like a place I wanted to avoid because my shoes would just be all sticky the rest of the day when you walk into that
totally.
Place. But
yes. Well, I mean, did you get to go to ever get to go to the one where they had the ice tunnel before they had the nicer one that was by Fountain View? Yeah, I did that years ago, and that was cool when you got to kind of go. It was just like super strong air conditioning. You weren't going into like a, you know, it was supposed to be like a cave or something, like an ice cave, but it was kind of cool. But yeah, that newer one was nicer. And I'll never forget Jay's valiant effort for Give Kids the World. He downed, I think, 46 shots of Beverly.
It's unbelievable.
That's cruel and unusual punishment, to be honest. Okay, next story real quick. This one's pretty cool. I like this one. Disney's expanding mobile order to smaller sweet treats. So now you can check this out. Got a hankering for things like cupcakes, cookies, chocolate-covered marshmallows. I guess that'd be Rice Krispie treats, maybe. Candy apples. Bam! Right there on your phone, you can get these things. Where are they available? Okay, so this is West and East Coast. You can get them at Marceline's Confectionery at Downtown Disney, at Disneyland. These are all Disneyland. The Candy Palace and Candy Kitchen, Pooh's Corner and Trolley Treats. And at Walt Disney World, you can get these at the Candy Cauldron at Disney Springs. Caramel Kush. And I know I'm saying that wrong. At Epcot. Zuri's Sweet Shop. Every time I think of that place, you think of Jesse? No, I do think of Jesse. You're right. But you know what I think of? You remember what they used to have there, right? That's where they had the dung shaped candy. The worst idea. Disney's had some stupid ideas. I'm just saying that was one.
I'm like, bummed I missed that. Like, because that was like a 2 week window. It was so small, and I wish I would have had that.
Like, I'm so hankering for some chocolate that looks like a turd. You know, I doubt many people ever said that. And Goofy's Candy Company at Disney Springs. So what you can do there is just go on the mobile, the order food button there. That button gets wore out on my Disney experience with me. And you pick, just like anything else, your arrival time, your location, boom. I mean,
when I read this article, Mike, I instantly thought of you, because what do you love? You love mobile ordering and you love sweets.
I do.
So,
oh my God. And this is the whole point, right? I mean, this gets back to the magic bands a decade ago. It just makes things easier to pick up without even making the transaction. You know what I'm saying? Because when you mobile order it, you basically, I mean, you see the cost. You have to confirm it with like an Apple Pay or your credit card on file, whatever it is. But it's very easy to go and say, yeah, I'll have one more cupcake.
It was the caramel apples. Like, your Pam got, like, Elizabeth hooked on those caramel apples. So I can see us trying to like mobile order caramel apples in the future, because those are awesome.
They're awesome, but they get all over you. They're a mess.
But it helps when they slice them a little better.
Yeah, that is true, but they still do. Okay, how about this? Now, I don't know if you saw this, Scott, but this is out of Disneyland. All of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere, they add a hard ticket event for Christmas called the Disney Merriest Nights, taking place at Disneyland Resort for select nights. There's only a few. It's November 11th, 16th, and 30th, December 7th and 9th. But the thing was... I mean, Disney, these after-hour events are expensive, but it starts at $165 is your cheapest ticket for this event, and it's $175 on opening night. So, but you're a big fan of these things. I bet you would go if you were out there.
If I was out there, I'd totally go, especially because I don't make the trip to Disneyland as often as I do in Florida. But I don't know why, Mike, I like to just blow money at hard ticket events, but they're fun. I mean, you try to like look past it once the credit card payment comes, but once you're like in that moment, like they're a lot of fun. You know, you've done the hard ticket events, and
I have,
you know, this seems like a really special event here at Disneyland, so I would totally be in. It's odd though that it's only five nights.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, that's I'm shocked too, but I wonder why that is. I wonder if they'll maybe expand more as it gets closer.
Possibly.
Tickets available September 14th, 9 a.m. Pacific, and you can get those on the Disneyland.com or Disneyland app. You're going to get, you know, special photo backdrops, character sightings, specialty food and beverages, the ability to have unlimited Disney PhotoPass digital downloads from the night. And of course, you can buy holiday merchandise, including special Disney Merriest Nights themed stuff.
Have you, like, on social media I know you don't watch like Marvel movies or anything like that, but have you paid attention to like their Halloween nights, like their Boogie Bash out of Disneyland?
I have not.
Oh, it looks so awesome. But they've got like, WandaVision characters out from like that Disney Plus show they just did. Like, I mean, they're like really recent like characters that they have doing, you know, performances out there. It's pretty awesome.
Well, so was that the, so I did see that they had Sid from Toy Story. Was that at that party?
Yeah, that was part of it. Yeah, because I mean, that was just impressive. Like out of this world, like characters you would never think.
Right. Okay. And Steven in the live chat's asking, where will the new Club Cool be in Epcot? I believe it is going to be right next to the Creations shop. I think it's basically next door. I think they're doing it all together. Is that not right? So it'll be over.
That was my understanding.
So basically over where Mouse Gears used to be, right?
Yep. That was my understanding.
That's what I think too. Well, we'll find it. Just listen for the sticky shoes, like Scott said, and you'll be headed there. All right. So that is our news for the day. So you can give us a call 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Let me open up the phone lines. And while we're waiting for our first call, I want to talk about something that just like to give a few tips for folks that are headed down to Walt Disney World. And even though we've given these tips many, many times, if you don't, and I know most people probably already do this, put Google Photos app on your phone, because the thing is, if you need to always back up your phone and your photos and stuff like that on a trip. And this is an easy way to do it. I know like Google has iCloud and stuff, or Apple has iCloud. But here's the thing, and I sent this to Scott a couple of days ago. So obviously we've been on many Disney vacations together over the years. We've also, you know, he came down to St. Louis. We did some stuff here. We've, you know, gone to Chicago, stuff like that. But the thing was, Google Photos, like out of nowhere, will notify you every couple of days and give you either some specialty shots where they'll do like a color pop or a stylized photo or some kind of a collage or some kind of a collection. And what it was a picture that it knew the first time we were in a picture together. And it was when you swung by our, I think it was the bowl of meat at Pecos Bill's or right outside Pirates, where we had a little meetup at the Magic Kingdom. First time we met. And then it showed like all these pictures from all these trips over the years. And the thing is, didn't cost me anything. Didn't have to think about anything. And it was just there. And it was such a great memory because I shared it with you. And I was like, this is pretty cool to be able to see this. So I just wanted to, you know, I know a lot of folks know about Google Photos, but if you for some reason don't have it on your phone, throw it on there, because it's a free service and you're going to get a lot of, not only backup, but you're going to get some creative stuff that you don't even have to think about.
Yeah, I shed a tear a little bit when you sent that to me.
we both look a lot younger, I'll say that.
Yeah, I think on a lot of our technology shows that we've talked about, or like must-haves for like a Disney planning or trips, like we've talked about Google Photos before, and it is so awesome. And it's like a little gift, like a little present, you know, when you get one of those notifications.
It is.
Sometimes they'll just be like sunsets or whatever. It could be like any theme, and it just pops up and it like just shows you like memories from like 6, 7, 8, 9, however long ago. And I'm just like, man, that's awesome. So I love it when those pop up.
And so we have found kind of some tricks to get the stylized photos are out of this world. And Scott and I, we've done this for probably the last 4 or 5 years. We take a bunch of pictures on our Disney vacations of like landscapes, right? I mean, we take a picture of everything, but especially like an interesting landscape in the parks or the resorts or something. If you get water in your picture kind of prominently, you're going to probably get a cool stylized photo that's going to be incredible like the next day. So what have you found anything else out to use that folks might want to think about? Because it's cool. It's a neat.
I love water shots. I also love like a blue sky or like some really like white clouds in the sky. Like you get some great pops from those as well. So the landscape photos are great. As you know, I like to take palm tree photos too. So those kind of like go hand in hand and you get some great pops.
Absolutely. I just want to throw that in there because I got a picture. We took some pictures of Mallory before her first cheer game of the year. And then this morning I get this one, like, cause they're good pictures, but it was like only Mallory had color, like the whole deck and the houses behind us and the yard was all black and white. It was just like super cool. Like I get so many
of those with Emily because of like her red hair like really stands out, you know. So like I always get color pops of Emily.
I was like, that is awesome. I was like, I don't know how I would do that, but that was a cool picture. Thank you, Google, because I couldn't have done that. Anyway, so I just want to throw that in there so we can all have better. I think it'd be cool too for a race, like especially with like our bright like lizard color shirts. Like if you had everything behind you black or you know grayed out, that'd be super cool.
If you also get a whole bunch of photos in a row, like a snap, you can make like, they'll make animated GIFs. I have a great one that I keep pretty private of you trying to do a jump at a half marathon once. Dude,
this guy cannot get, they say podcasters can't jump. And that's true. So just say, because I cannot, I'm locked. I can do a lot of miles, but it takes me a little while to go up steps. I'm in a 24/7 state of pain so I don't get too far off the ground. Wade's saying he used to be able to get barbecue sauce from the flame tree at Zuri's, but they quit selling it a year or so ago. So, isn't Zuri's a sweet shop though? Would they have so you would get the barbecue sauce from Flame Tree?
I think it's kind of closest to Flame Tree though. So
All right.
I don't know. I would love to see like bottles of that stuff though, right? That'd be awesome.
You know, here's another thing about Disney trips I'll throw in here. While we're still waiting for our first call, 407-413-9395, we want to talk to you. So call in. Let's talk Disney. I always say on my trips that when I get home, I'm going to buy that Heinz honey mustard and that Heinz barbecue sauce because there is something about it. When I'm at Walt Disney World, man, I love that stuff. I mean, I love the barbecue sauce and the honey mustard, but then I get home and like I get Sweet Baby Ray's or, you know, like a Midwest sauce. But do you kind of have something like that when you're on vacation? You're like, oh man, when I get back, I'm going to do this. Some people like buy the shampoos, like the H2O stuff. I always say I will, then I'm too cheap. I get Suave.
Yeah.
That's
gonna I used to like those until like Wade.
That's what Wade tells me. Sends me some Paul Mitchell. Exactly.
Shampoo I use.
Wade's like, you use Suave. Oh my God. That's like the worst ever because it's the cheapest stuff ever at Walmart. But is there anything like that you're when you're on vacation, you're like, I need to, you know, I should do that when I get home.
Well, there's stuff I want to bottle up for sure. And one of them is for a newly reopened restaurant at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and that's Boma. And I know you and I have spent, we've had some meals there, but I think I turned you onto this too. Like at the carving station, they had this thing called Boma mustard. And that is like the greatest like sauce ever. Like I'd put it on anything. Like I'd put it on a Zebra Dome even. Like it's that good.
You put that
and
on
I
your
was
right
like,
shoe.
I was wanting to bottle it up.
That's so funny. Yeah, I know what you mean. I get.
I've actually wanted to like bottle up their soups too. Like I know you love the soups.
Oh,
like I've said for years, they need like a Twitter account, like called like Boma Soups of the Day, so that you can know like what soups they have. They like make you decide if you want to go over there or not, or because normally the Mar will have the same soups, so you can just go over there and go to the counter service. Man,
right,
they really need a Twitter account for that.
Right. I mean, is that not what the internet was created for? So you know what? Soups are at Boma.
Yes.
I mean, there's all kinds of specific, like we have one in St. Louis. Is it snowing in STL? And it's just like, it goes every day, like five times a day. I mean, it's July. Yeah. It'll be like, nope. I mean, like no kidding. It's not. So
why is there not a Boma Soup of the Day Twitter account?
Telling you, get on that somebody. There's your fame and fortune.
We need
right
an Animal
there.
Kingdom cast member or two, the lodge to help us with this account.
All right, Troy is in the live chat, and he is down in Florida. One of my great guests over at the Magic for Less says, we were at Walt Disney World for Labor Day weekend. And we finally got Gideon's Cookie without the virtual queue. Says, I missed Rise, though, after my eighth attempt. Guess I'll have to put it by my way onto that ride. Eight tries. Now, that's shocking. I've never heard anybody try it that time and not get on that many times.
Did that not change this weekend, too? Like
there was a change.
Like, can't you, like, set up your group ahead of time now, which is a really cool feature, I think.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I think it's between 6 and 7. This is definitely not Ricky friendly, by the way. Between 6 and 7, it doesn't have to be right at 6. It could be any time in that window. There's no advantage to doing it at 6:01 as compared to 6:47. But you can get everybody set so that you're totally ready to go on your group, which I'm kind of confused about because, again, I'm the kind of person that I need to do it to really, you know, be able to process how everything works. I want to be able to walk through the whole procedure. But
I think it's perfect because
I thought it already picked everybody, though. Automatically,
I'll tell you why it's perfect because I ran into the scenario this summer. So me and Robert, friend of the show, were both had Hollywood Studio Days, and he's my friend on, you know, my Disney experience. So I go in right at 7 o'clock, boom, boom, boom. I just like quick go. I don't even look who's in my party. It picked him up.
Oh,
and
that
he
would make
was trying
sense.
To get himself and like 15 other people.
Oh.
He had all these people that were not linked to me that were trying to ride. So he went to go in and said, oh, you already got a boarding pass. So like kicked him out basically. And like, he was part of my group. And then the rest of his group didn't get one. So in that case, like I would have removed him because I wasn't planning on going to the park with him that day. You know what I mean? So
that makes sense.
So that's going to be a huge benefit.
I guess, you know, as the years go on, more people are adding, you know, cause I guess, you know, as things started on my Disney experience, people probably had basically just their family members that they were traveling with on that trip, or maybe a few stragglers here and there. But I think there's probably more and more people in a situation like you were in and like I would be in too. I mean, there's a good chance somebody I know, because I'm friends on my Disney experience with a lot of locals. You know, they could totally be in. Did you know Robert was in there that day, or did you just happen to be like,
I didn't.
Oh,
I just clicked through, and then I saw it afterwards, and like I sent him a text. I'm like, hey, man, I might have messed you up there. I'm sorry. Like, I just went in like and went to go get the boarding pass.
That's okay. That's good. I'm glad you said that because now it makes sense to me because I was thinking it auto picks it up. But yeah, you're right. You could have somebody that you, when you have a lot of friends and family, you could be in trouble there.
All right, because we ran into that too with you, because I wasn't friends with Megan, remember?
Right,
like,
I know, and then we had to go to guest services.
I got it for everyone except Megan, because I wasn't linked to her, and like it was a mess.
It was. All right, Laurie says she's one of our great lizards who runs a half marathon every 72 hours and gets medals. I don't even know how what the medal count is in her I mean, hundreds. It has to be crazy. She says Boobash was a blast last month. Most of the rides were walk-ons and low crowd levels. And then Kevac, I don't know what that means. It must be something Ohioans say.
So the Cavalcades, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's probably what that is. And then Lisa says Shutterfly will back up photos as well. Yes, I've heard good things about Shutterfly. And here's a good reason to get Shutterfly to back up your photos. If somebody, and this is for like the grandparents. I mean, but I'm old too. So if somebody wants like a physical copy of like a picture, or say like you want to give somebody a mug, they can go on and order it themselves. Like just share the picture with them and be like, order what you want. And you don't have to like ship it to them and all that stuff. So there you go.
Nice.
Okay. Question from Nicole here in the live chat. Give us a call 407-413-9395. I don't know if we're not working or what. Mike, where do you run when staying at Coronado? I have a 16-mile training run to do while I'm there. Woo-hoo-hoo, have mercy. I usually only run 10 because that's okay. So basically it's super simple. You've run it too, Scott. There's just a big loop that goes around the lake. I mean, it's very, very simple. You can take a little for variety.
I would switch it up a little bit. Like you can cross some of the bridges.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was gonna
make say. Some of your laps a little bit different, or reverse the course so that's a little bit different. On your left are now on your right kind of a deal.
That's what I said. I always go like, if you're leaving Grand Estino Tower, I go to the right towards the cabanas. It's just, I've always gone that way. I don't know why. I've always gone the exact same direction. I always go to the right. So I go cabanas, ranchos, casitas, and then back, you know, across like where Pepper Market is. And there's like a little shortcut you can take to go kind of in front of the dig site, or you can go around the dig site back by the ranchos. It's a beautiful place to run. Actually, for a 16-mile run, if
it's not too bad,
it's not horrible. I mean, you know, you're going to do a lot of laps, because I think it's little like a shade less than a mile for the outside loop. I think it's right around a mile, so you're probably going to do like 20 laps. But you're right, I would do the bridges, I would maybe switch it up at 8. But it, you know, and the good thing is, take like your water, and you could probably back in the rancho somewhere where it's not super busy, or like on that bridge between the ranchos and the casitas, there's a little walking bridge. You know, you could probably like hide your water bottle there, and that way you can, you know, get it every lap or so. That'd be something to do.
Yeah.
Definitely. Good place to run.
So what are you looking forward to about the 50th, Mike? You kind of asked me earlier. I kind of told you like obviously like the new like fireworks shows at both Epcot and Magic Kingdom. I want to see, I just want to see the atmosphere on Magic Kingdom that day. Like if I do an attraction, that's awesome. But if I don't, like I'm just there to be there and see the chaos. But do you have any goals or anything you're looking forward to?
I really don't. I mean, kind of like you, I'm looking at it like a race weekend, not like a vacation. I'm there to kind of almost, you know, I'm not a reporter, I'm there as a fan, you know, but I want to take it in and be able to say, you know, I was there to talk about it on the show. It'll be fun because, you know, Ricky's going to be there. Pam's going to be there. You're going to be there. Tons of our listeners are going to be there. We're going to obviously look for us. We're going to be in the Magic Kingdom on the 1st, Epcot on the 2nd. Other than that, you know, I don't know exactly what the plan is for everything there, but like you, I mean, Harmonious at Epcot, I'm super curious about that. Now, here's the thing. Ratatouille is getting rave reviews from what I'm seeing on social media, and I'm excited to ride this ride, but I mean, I'm more excited for Harmonious than I am for Ratatouille, just because, again, this is the thing that was made to replace Illuminations. Epcot Forever was a placeholder, but, you know, obviously it was supposed to be a little short period of time between Illuminations and Harmonious, and it's been, you know, over a year, almost two.
Yeah.
So, you know, and plus like all those barges have taken all this heat for a couple of years. I want to see what because the thing is on this, because I'm going to be there on the 2nd. I would like to be there on the 1st, but you can only be one place one time. So we're going to get to see it on the 2nd. And I think that's going to be a lot of the hardcore Disney fans will be there on the 2nd. Cause I think the super hardcore Disney fans are going to be at the Magic Kingdom for Enchant.
I kind of almost want to do it backwards. So
I don't know. I know the same way. Like, I don't know what to do, but I think I'm just going to do Magic Kingdom all day first and then Epcot on the 2nd. Either way, it's going to be hardcore Disney fans on the 2nd and the 1st. And I want to get like what the pulse of the crowd is when that show ends. around World Showcase, because you know everybody's going to be talking. Like, are people going to be like, God, that was awesome. It was worth the wait. Or, you know, we'll see, because people have high expectations because of the cost of having those barges out there all the time on World Showcase Lagoon.
Right. And then the third has been tricky for me. So the way I'm planning the third is like, which fireworks show do I want to see again? Right. Like, yeah, where do I want to be at night? And I booked the Epcot park reservation because I think Harmonious is the one I'm going to want to see twice. But then I'm thinking, like, whichever one had bad weather or a bad experience, like, that's the one I'm going to try to do again. So the goal is to, like, going to Epcot and then early, and then hopefully I can just park hop to whichever one that I want to see for that day. Cause it's, I'm not going to know right now based on weather and things like that.
So, Wade just texted me and said the call line is not working. Well, I was wondering why nobody was calling us. Let me reboot Skype. My apologies for that. Thank you, Wade, for texting. I agree with that. But here's what I wonder. Do you think park hopping is going to be any kind of trouble? Because it hasn't been this entire time.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest test I've ever had with park hopping was I got into the studios on May the 4th, which I thought was a no way Jose. But I did, you know. So, but I mean, this is the hardcore Disney fans and now annual passes.
I know that I thought about that too. And park hopping to Epcot is probably going to be the easiest as opposed to trying to park hop to the Magic Kingdom. So yeah, I don't know. I've kind of thought about that too, Mike, but I feel like it shouldn't be a problem, right? Like, I think they're increasing their capacity and
yeah, that's true.
I don't think it'll be a problem, but we shall see. Right. I'm excited for it. It's going
to
be fun.
Well, the thing too, is like, if you're hopping to Epcot, that's your best chance to get in anyway, because of the capacity of Epcot. So I'm excited though. Like, I kind of finalized my trip days because I booked a longer stay, and I mean, you know, you got to be kind of disciplined in what you're doing, because you know, I got all these trips coming up I mentioned earlier. So I'm going to go down Thursday night and come home Monday night. So it's kind of a long weekend, and I'm excited just to be there and take it all.
Okay. I do need to connect with you though, like off of here, just to plan. I know, breaking news. I'm going to ask Mike this question on the live show.
Well, hello, Mike.
Oh, we have a call. It's working now. Hey, hello. What's going on?
Hey, it's Fulton. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Fulton? What's going on?
I got some good news for you.
What's that? You won the contest.
No, I got a new job.
Oh, sweet. What are you doing?
I'm going to be an usher at the movie theater.
Nice. That's very cool. So, that's my wife worked in a movie theater when she was younger. That's a cool job. That's a cool gig.
She did.
Yeah. Halls Ferry 8.
That's good.
So you excited?
The
about
one
that?
I'm looking at is Regal.
Nice. So you'll have all the scoop on the movies.
Yeah, I get to watch the free movies.
You probably have to watch them like a little bit at a time. I doubt they let you see them all the time. It's like, I'm going to go in for the good part. Make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Very cool. So when's this start? Soon? Yeah. This week or something?
We don't know yet. We're going to get the paperwork done for, they got to put it in the system. So I guess, I don't know. Continue to get it.
That's cool though. That's a good job. I like this. See, when I was a little bit younger, I worked at a skating rink. So that was fun too, right? Everybody goes there to have a good time. There's a lot worse things you could do. I'll tell you that. You know, I never had to make French fries or anything. That was too hard. I didn't want to do that.
Right.
I want to go where people had a good time.
Mike, do you know Sammy Terry for any reason?
Who's that?
Sammy Terry, he was from CBS.
I don't think so.
Sammy Terry.
Doesn't ring a bell for me either.
No, I don't think so. What did this person do on CBS?
I think it was like, I forget, Mom. It was like, because I'm not sure if I was alive. But I haven't heard of him.
He had a TV show.
He had a TV show.
See, a long time ago.
No, see, the problem is I don't watch a lot of TV unless it's sports. That's my problem. Yeah, I do not know that person.
Oh, it's a local show in Indianapolis.
He is from Indiana, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I get it now. Yeah, no, we didn't get that here in St. Louis. We're a little too far west. Ah. I know. So, anything else going on tonight?
Nothing much. Just got my anniversary this Wednesday.
There you go. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks.
You need to go
6 years. So.
Oh my gosh. You need to go to a good dinner. Do you ever see that commercial and that new song that's called Fancy Like, and they're all dancing going to Applebee's? You need to go to Applebee's. I'm going to take my wife to Applebee's.
I saw the commercial. Yeah, yes.
That commercial's catchy. I like that song, I think.
Which one? Are they doing that date night thing on Applebee's or what?
No, I think they say Applebee's in the song. It's a commercial. Fancy Like Applebee's on a first date or something like that. I don't know. I'm not a country person too much, but that song cracks me up because they do a dance to it. So yeah, go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
How's the mail phone going with you?
Yeah. We'll find out 4 weeks from today if I'm still around. We'll see. Yeah. 26 miles.
I haven't run anything yet because, you know, all this pandemic going on, I can't do any more sports.
I get out there as early as I can, but before the sun comes up around the lake, and just try to get out of there before it gets too hot. So we'll see how it goes in Chicago. I just hope it's not too hot. If it's too hot, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I'm a wimp.
Here it's like 90 degrees here.
Same. It was 90 here, and I stayed on the treadmill today. I didn't even go outside. I was like, forget that. Too hot. Ran in the basement. Right. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to run because we got some other folks calling in, but I'm glad you got the phones working for us because they were not working. So thanks for fixing that, Fulton.
That's all right.
Take care. Have a good week.
You're welcome.
Happy anniversary. All right.
Take care, bud.
See you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Shout out to Susan on the local indie show for Sammy Terry. I was lost on that one. So
I didn't know that either. I was like, I was thinking Terry Bradshaw. I'm like, did something happen to him? Like, because he's kind of crazy. All right, we got Wade on the line. Speaking of Nebraska, we're heading up to Lincoln, or is it Omaha? I can't remember. Omaha, right?
Oh, Lincoln, you got it.
Lincoln, I couldn't remember, yeah. Okay, what's going on? Thanks for letting me know about the phone. I was like, nobody likes us anymore.
You know, I was listening. I'm like, it's kind of weird. So I started calling. I'm like, one ring, stop, nothing. Stupid so you needed Fulton to get it cleared out, I guess.
Absolutely. You can always count on Fulton.
Exactly. Now, you know, it's fun to listen to what you guys are talking about. And that, I tell you what, that barbecue sauce that you could buy at Zuri's, it's kind of weird because you go in there and buy cupcakes and cookies. But they've got all these African, like, you know, handmade gifts in there. And they had a basket of barbecue sauce and a basket of the rub from Flame Tree. And so I bought a couple of them. And went back one other time and bought some more. And it was great because you come home, you're making barbecue and it's kind of like you're a Flame Tree. But then one trip, I think it might have been marathon weekend last year, gone. Couldn't find it. Went to Flame Tree. No, we don't bottle it anymore. Oh. No, can't get it anymore. Just gone. So it's kind of a bummer. It's kind of fun to have things like that. I buy enough T-shirts and hats and other things. It's nice to have something that kind of reminds you of, you know, dining at Flame Tree.
Isn't it funny, though, like how our what we buy on our vacations changes over the years? You know, it always used to have to be a T-shirt that said, you know, Walt Disney World or had the year on it. Now, like my thing over the past 5 years, I have two things that I get. Scott knows because we both get them a lot. I always get the Nike hat, you know, like right now I have on the Disney Cruise Line, you know, hat. Yep. That one that Scott's got on too with Mickey Mouse. Cause they're comfortable, like performance type hats for golf and, you know, just hanging out. But also I just like the plain old Mickey shirts. Like I don't have to have the, you know, the typical souvenirs, but like you said, I mean like rubs and barbecue sauces. Scott, is there anything unusual that you collect? Like, you know, that's kind of changed over the years from like mugs and pins and stuff.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm trying to think of anything that's like really unique at the time. Like those, like last summer I was buying all that neon stuff. I mean, granted it's like shirts and Crocs and stuff like that they always have, but it was really unique to that time, you know? But I feel like the merchandise has gotten a lot better though over the years when you think about it. Like it used to just be like, yeah, generic 2011, yay, like the whole Fab Five is on there. But now they come up with like some cool like resort merchandise. Like I like getting like, you know, boardwalk specific polos, yes, and things like that. You know, those are the more my jam these days, but I try not to buy too much of it. It can really add up.
I'm just saying, Scott tore up, and Wade saw it in person too. Scott tore up the pro shop over at Magnolia and Palm.
rocking a Mickey shirt today.
I thought that place was going to get cleaned out. I was like, oh, look at, because you were getting some kind of a DVC discount too. I was like, oh.
Yeah, and it was a buy one, get one like half off on the apparel. Like, why would I not do that? Wait, oh, I think yeah, you were in there too. Like, you got a hat or something, I think, didn't you?
I got a hat, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I went back. I went back too and bought more stuff. So I got a couple hats. I went back and bought a shirt and bought, I think, my book. My boys wanted a shirt. So, oh yeah, I tore it up too. And I've got the Mickey hats, the black ones you guys have on. I've got the white one with the D and the golf tee. I've got, I think I have a white Mickey hat, the Nike. Once they came out, the Nike ones and that Nike stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm buying it. So oh, yeah. I think it's, I have so, a good collection of that too.
Right. They're great hats. I mean, they're just, this thing holds up.
I wear this in the pool. Like, this thing has gotten so wet in Disney pools over the years, but it's still holding up. Like, 3-4 years later, it's awesome.
But I wish they updated them even more often than they do, because there's always like one a year, it seems like, you know. For a while there, they had like a black and a white version, but now I think right now the only version is the white one, is at least on my last trip. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's the only one I saw too, and I have the white one. So
yeah, same. But they get, like Scott says, they get dirty though, so I think that's why they go with the white ones, because like you get home, you're like, man, my white hat's filthy. I'm just gonna spring another $35 and get a new one. AP discount. That's how you get it. So we've been talking about all this stuff. So what are you excited for the 50th moving forward? I mean, is it just the historical value of it? Or is there, you know, like we're talking Harmonious versus Enchant. Is it Enchantment or Enchanted? Enchantment.
I honestly don't even know what the show's called.
I think it's called. I think. I don't know. But Wade, what has you kind of, what are you thinking when it comes, you know, a few weeks from now?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm excited to see what happens. I won't be there that weekend, but of course, I'll as I originally first held off and didn't sign up for Wine and Dine, I then broke down because the registration was still available and I had made a DVC reservation 11 months ago at Boulder Ridge. So I had the hotel, and as you guys know, I got to the screen to click checkout and did not while we were down there in July. And then I did, of course, sign up. So I'm looking forward to being there, I guess, maybe when it's not quite as busy, although I think every hotel room is filled for Wine and Dine. So I think the hotel capacity is worse
for Wine and Dine.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Real quick, I don't mean to cut you off, but Scott brings up a good point. Yeah. You cannot find a hotel from like November 3rd to the 7th. It's zero on-site availability. There is right now about 12 hotels that have availability from September 28th to October 5th, because I ran that for somebody today. And so I'm shocked, right? That was the weekend a year ago. Forget it. It was gone in a day. And now the 50th, there's a lot of availability to get a hotel. But that Wine and Dine weekend, this is why I quit running Wine and Dine years ago, because that weekend was insane. And here I am again, because it's going to be crazy.
Well, only thing available for me when I looked was the Polynesian. So, hey, guess what? I'm staying at the Polynesian that weekend. Yeah, I mean, right. That works out pretty cool.
Selective. Wade, he just blocked everything else out. Here's how I looked at the screen. He went like this. He went, oh, it's only the Polynesian, Elizabeth.
It kicked back 9 results, and somehow I like turned that to a 1.
Yeah. So now, I mean, that brings up a good point, though. Maybe no, because this will be a lot of folks' first weekend back down with the Run Disney event, I would expect.
And I'm excited for that. And then, of course, you know, I'm excited for the. Gosh, it seems like you know, Illuminations has been gone. It seems like 5 years now, right. And then we had, or still have, actually a modified version of. Epcot Forever without the jet skis and kites. So, and then we've got something from Monsters Inc. sitting in the middle of the lagoon. Mint's excited to see how that thing works for Harmonious. And of course, also the Enchantment Under the Sea, or whatever it's called at Magic Kingdom. I think that was from Back to the Future. But the fireworks of the Magic Kingdom too. So excited to see all that. And then go down a few weeks later. But I'm really excited to see how they do Run Disney. I hope, you know, knock on wood, everything still works. But I'm looking forward to hearing how they're going to run the corrals. That's got me excited. So I think I feel like a little bit like I'm getting the best of both worlds. I get all the 50th stuff a month after it happens. And then get a Run Disney event, which, you know, we've been missing. And Haven't had one in it'll be almost 2 years by the time that wine and dine goes off. It goes back to Marathon Weekend. So look forward to that.
You're the person who had me sold 100% there would not be a wine and dine race weekend, by the way. For the record, here it is.
I thought no way. I thought no way would they be able to run. I just thought, and then of course they sprung it at the same time or 2 weeks before Marathon Weekend. So yeah. I thought we got so far past that sign up date that logistically they weren't going to do it. And I almost still think that maybe they, for a while here, maybe they thought they shouldn't have done it. But let's hope.
I've totally wondered that. Like, I wonder if they're like, oh, we were a little eager there because they were, we mentioned at the time, they were kind of aggressive, right? I mean, that was an aggressive schedule for November and then January. Cause I thought January at the earliest, I was excited because I like to run. Let me ask you, while we're all three on here, cause we all run the races, I'm going to ask Scott. So with all the construction going on, because Wade said, there's a lot going on. I mean, we haven't heard about any race courses for November. Do you think that's going to change and how so? I mean, what are you thinking for like where we're going
to
run?
It's interesting because I was just talking to Beth about that this week because she wants to cheer and she's like, where's a good place to cheer? And I was like, telling her, I was like, but wait a second. Like, I don't even know what the course is going to be.
It's
going to
be no idea where we're going.
It could be completely different because I was thinking like the Polynesian is a great place to stay for wine and dine because it normally starts right there, like at the Magic Kingdom parking lot.
It does? But I can't remember.
I think it does. I think it's like a point to point where it starts there and then you go to Epcot. I think Wade might be able to back me.
That's the last 2 years. That's what they've done. Yeah. Yep, the last 2 years it's been that starting.
I did a Star Wars like that where it started at the.
Yeah, Star Wars did that too. Yeah.
That was a great, great start. I love that. That was nice.
Yeah. I like that a lot too. But I don't know. And like, you know, there's still a lot of Epcot construction that's happening. Like you guys know during Marathon 2020, like that whole weekend just felt really weird the way the course was. I liked having a new course, but who knows? I worry more about the corrals. Like how are they going to do the corrals? Like, are they going to jam everyone in? Like we have, I know like the princess registration teased something about like having like different assignments, like coming in at different start times or something, but I don't see that for any of the other race weekends. But I would guess if I had to put money on it, like they don't change their courses very much. They know like the right distance, so they're probably going to keep the same course they used last time.
Now, what do you think, Wade? I mean, it's because Scott brings up a good point. They have to certify these courses, and you know, for consistency's sake, they're probably trying to keep it as close as they can.
Yeah, it was, I was even thinking, you know, the last Wine and Dine, which was 2019. There was that construction had started at Epcot, so it was. It had been started to get torn up there and did make spectating a little bit tough, especially coming into Epcot. There weren't very many great places to spectate unless you went into Epcot. And I think Shelley also went to Animal Kingdom because we ran through there and then kind of ran through the parking lot or, you know, out in front.
The worst 2 miles around. Ever of any race running through Magic Kingdom's parking lot.
No, Animal Kingdom's parking lot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Yes, that's
I swear you're out there for 2 miles in the baking sun.
I hate that parking lot.
I agree. So I'm guessing it'll be the same, but you know, the big question is, yeah, you end at Epcot typically, but you know, when do you go in Epcot? Do you go in backstage and then, you know, loop around and exit over by, by Mexico and then back out around Guardians of the Galaxy into the parking lot? I'm guessing going to do that. Like you said, they have to certify and get the distance right and all that. So you can only mess around with it so much. So it's going to be interesting. I hope to hear. I did see that the after party tickets for those not running just went on sale, I think this past week. I think they're $89, which is actually what they have been the last couple of years. So that's a great party. Anybody's running, it is a lot of fun. You get into Epcot at 7 o'clock. I think it goes till 1 a.m. It's a great after party. So look forward to that. And hopefully,
I'll never forget the first time I did the after party. It was like after the night race, the one that got like shortened. So it was super late. I actually went to the end with Jocelyn and Moose and some of our friends. And I had like a 7 a.m. like Garden Grill like breakfast because it was like reopening like that morning. I wanted to have the first breakfast for the reopening. I think I got 2 hours of sleep. I should have just camped in Epcot that day. It was outrageous. But
was that the one I was sick? Yeah, that was
that was another Wine and Dine. That was the next year.
And it was at Garden Grill because we had listeners coming up, and that was before I knew like I was having all these iron deficiencies. I mean, I literally thought I was going to die that morning. I remember that was terrible. I almost didn't finish that race.
Yeah. The after party though. Yeah. I think that's really good. I'm not on the fence cause I'm going to have Emily and, Elizabeth with me this trip, and we're doing the Christmas party. So it's like, do I fork over like another, like, you know, $200 to do another after party? Possibly, but we shall see.
Hey, this one's half price, $89, half price.
There you go. You're right. It's close.
You know, here's another thing you got to think about. I mean, and some people, I've heard people talking about this, but you got to remember this, not Wine and Dine. Well, I guess Wine and Dine too, if it ends at Epcot. If you're staying, well, yeah, because it's a morning race now. If you're staying at, say, a like Boardwalk Beach Club, Yacht Club, Swan, or Dolphin, like I'm so in the habit that I would just walk, I finished the race, walk through Epcot to get back to my hotel. And now you can't do that unless you have a theme park reservation. Like that is the biggest drag The convenience of staying in one of those hotels is that you finish in the parking lot, you walk through Epcot, grab a margarita back on the way to your hotel, go change, shower, and come back. And
well, now it's the hours. The Epcot probably won't even be open now.
That's true. 11 9,
they change back to their 9 a.m. opening.
Dude, if you're fast, you're not getting in. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, so, I mean, logistically, things have changed a lot since the last race.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it'll be almost 23 months, I think, or 22 months. It's 1st of November is Wine and Dine, so... It's going to be interesting to see what comes out over the next a couple of weeks. They've got to, you know, we're under 60 days from the race. I think it's actually, right about 60 days from
yesterday. Why is there still a registration? Yesterday? I'm still trying to figure out, like, what the field size is. Are a lot of people just holding off? Like, you look at the rooms and you think everyone is running packed. This weekend, right?
I would think so. I'm so confused about that.
Did they increase registration?
No. They couldn't have. I mean, come on. But I see it just being just as full as any other year, though. I mean, that's what I'm guessing. I don't know.
Mm. Part of me, like, wants to come down and do the 5K now. For one, I mean, the 5K medal looks awesome, for one. But, like, I kind of want to just see that first race now, you know, instead of, waiting on the 10K. But I won't. I'm coming down Friday.
Okay, I'm going to get one more thing while Wade's on with us. Real quick, here's one other thing I'm kind of worried about. Because one of the things that makes a Run Disney event what it is, there's a lot of things. But it's the volunteers. And so right now, if you've gone anywhere or tried to call an airline, you know, tried to fix your, we have a washing machine that's on the fritz. And, so our first thing we do is, we look on Lowe's and Home Depot, and I'm hearing about all these, you can't get a washing machine now because of the supply chain. You know, everything is so hard to get because of the labor force and all these supply chain problems. I mean, it's a big ask to get these volunteer groups out there at, 2:30 in the morning to give out water and to sweep up the cups and to, work the expo. That is it's not a hard job, but it's a time consuming job. And when places can't even get folks to work for $15 an hour, $17 an hour, I don't know, Wade, because you work in business. I mean, has that crossed your mind? I hope that there are enough volunteers to still be able to put on an event at this scale still.
Yeah, it actually has, Mike. It's a great point. Even yesterday at the Husker game, they were allowing people to bring in water because they're having a hard time getting enough people to staff the concession stands. And it was mid-90s, high humidity, and the last thing they wanted was people waiting in line to get water. Now, they want to sell you a bottle of water. Don't get me wrong. They want to sell you that water. But they saw what happened the first game, which was lines for people to get, a hot dog and water waiting 20, 30 minutes while a game's going on and while it's 90 degrees. So because of the staffing. So and I thought the same thing. Those volunteers are so integral. I thank every one of them when they give me a cup of water or Gatorade on the course. And even when they give you your packet at the expo, it takes a ton of people to show up and do that. And I hope they figured it out before, obviously, but, I hope that the people that have done it in the past seem to really enjoy it and want to get out there and do it again. But, if they're having a hard time, like I said, selling bottles of water and hot dogs at college football games, how are you going to get people to hand out cups of water to sweaty runners at 5 in the morning?
Exactly. some kind of weird compensation, not weird, but you're not getting monetarily compensated. You're getting a ticket, you're getting a jacket, something like that. So Yeah, that's a good point, though. Hopefully a lot of folks have done it before, and it's kind of like it's something they got value out of, and they'll be back, and I'll be giving double thank yous, Wine and Dine weekend and marathon and everything.
Yeah, they make it go. Without them, you know, we couldn't go out there. I mean, everybody from the bus drivers to the crowd, people with the glow sticks, you know, getting you into the crowds or the parking lots, and they're all happy and singing and dancing, and man, they deserve big thanks for sure.
They're happy and dancing because they're thinking like, hey, at least I don't have to run all this.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Because those runners, everybody just kind of looks, some people look nervous. Most people just look, some people look sleepy, and a lot of people just look kind of angry. Like,
there's a lot of people, Mike,
you paid a lot of money.
Just like screaming and singing and shouting. I'm like, right. I don't know how they do it.
Dude, I'm saving my energy. It takes it.
I probably look all three. I probably look sleepy, maybe a little angry because I'm up, you know, at 2:30 in the morning, maybe a little like, scared, a little nervous. I probably reflect all those at some point walking those parking lots.
I think we all do. It totally. Every time I get off the bus, I'm like, why am I doing this? I seriously say that. I have a good time once I get going, but I'm just like, oh, it is so, it's usually freezing, and it's just so, I'm like in the middle of a parking lot of a theme park in another state at 4:15 in the morning. Like, what am I doing?
Oh, man.
Mike, Wade already knows this because I talked to him on the phone last week, but I got our new traditional pre-marathon or half marathon dinner at Mama Melrose.
Yes.
So for Wine and Dine. So
that's a good place. That's a good place.
Then we got an Olga's reservation afterwards. Then we can get our drink on.
Yeah. Sweet.
Carb load and fuzzy tauntaun.
Exactly. There you go. So you definitely won't sleep. All right. Wait. Good talking to you. Thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. So have a good week now.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Have a great rest of the weekend. A great week. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye. Yep. All right. Wade Scott, by the way, as Mizzou was losing last night, were giving me moral support via text, so I appreciate that very much. Okay, we had a question here I want to get to for Jennifer. I don't know if she's still tuned in, but she asked, hey, Mike and Scott, I have two questions. With Genie Plus, is it only good where you have park reservations, or will it follow you if you hop after 2? I think it will follow. Again, we don't know for sure until it goes into effect, but I think it will for the day. I think you're good.
So that was interesting. Ricky didn't have an article on this. It's just been, if you've been on social media and you follow Disney accounts, you would have seen it. But like those Lightning Lane signs are like popping up everywhere.
They are. I suppose they started.
So they don't have an official date on this, right? But I feel like it's got to be coming soon.
I saw something that said it was imminent, like 4 or 5 days. But again, it was like a kind of reliable source. Okay. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. I thought it was going to be probably Friday. If I had taken it for face value, but I would not be shocked if it's like this week or something. Cause I mean, the thing is, once they get the signs up, it's like opening that cash hose. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just money that'll just pour.
Yeah, let's just start making money right now.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, I think that'll work. And she says, her other question is there no direct Magic Kingdom transportation from the Dolphin? Thought I read that and figured that's the case. I'll just walk to the boardwalk. I believe
they have their own transportation now, like the Swan and Dolphin does. It's not like the Disney buses, but from what I hear, they don't run as often. I might have to do some research on that. Maybe we can like answer it next week, you know, ask around a little bit, but I'm almost certain they have their own transportation, but it's just not as efficient and timely as Disney's.
But I'm thinking though, do they have like a bus stop at the Magic Kingdom where the buses go? I've never seen a swan or a dolphin up there. Do they drop at the TTC?
I believe I've seen that before. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I'm
trying to think. I don't know why. I don't think I have, but maybe I have.
Kingdom, they have like the green oval, like sign. Yeah. Like, there's one that says swan and dolphin. I can picture like a swan dolphin one.
Really? See, I don't picture one. I know there's one that says Golden Oak. Because I'm always like, I want to get in that
it's
line.
It's like the first one.
It totally should be. Right. And but she's right. She could walk to the boardwalk.
I always wanted to get on that bus, but then they charged me $500 for the ride. So.
They just look at me and like, no. They look at me and just be like, no. You're in the wrong stall, buddy. Okay, we got to wrap this up. But Don says, volunteering is much different than taking a job. Unlike a job, it's not a long-term commitment. That said, I have seen for years now a steady decrease in volunteerism. A good point. Yeah. But, you know, again, I say this to my wife and to my friends all the time. Disney fans are a different breed. Like, we go there, we all become kids. Not everybody kind of gets
Disney
what we
fans
get.
That are volunteering. Like, every race weekend has like a charitable sponsor for that race. So it could be like, you know, I'm very, I like to donate a lot of time and hours to this, whatever organization it is. So it's not just the Disney fans. I feel like they come out too.
Exactly. So, hey, we'll see. And man, we are super close. So let's see, what is, let me hit the button here. So today's the 12th. So holy smokes, we have two more Sunday night call-in shows before the 50th anniversary.
Oh yeah.
That is crazy too. Like it was years out. It felt like, or like, you know, a couple of years and now it's 2 weeks. Anyway, we're going to get out of here and thank you so much for joining us today here on the feed or live on Facebook and YouTube. And oh, let's see here. Dan just popped something in here about the Swan the Dolphins. Let's get this out there. Let's see. Hollywood Studios. And
shuttle buses arrive at the main entrance of the Disney hotels approximately every 20 to 25 minutes to transport guests
to the Magic Kingdom Park.
Is that talking about?
But see, I don't know if that's a TTC. Yeah, that is a Swan and Dolphin, but I wonder if it's TTC or the.
It might be. And then you have the ferry or monorail over.
I don't know, though. If you said you saw the Oval, though, it's there.
I swear I've seen the Oval, we'll have to but check. I could be wrong. If anybody knows, times have changed.
Hit me up on Twitter, at BRGuestMike, and I'll get that out there. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Join us next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. You can call in and talk with us. We'll be sharing the Disney news of the week, all the fun stuff. And, of course, you can catch the shows on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as well. Tonight's show, of course, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We would absolutely love to help you with your next Disney vacation, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney. Just drop by the magicforless.com, fill out that quote form while you're there. If you mention this show, it comes to me. It comes to me, and we'll be planning that trip together. And I love that. I love working with our listeners. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge shout out and thank you to our patrons. You guys keep this show on the air. It is because of you we get to have all this fun and make this community. And I'm telling you, it's worldwide. We're going to have so much fun here in a couple of weeks down at Walt Disney World. I cannot wait. It's so great to see everybody in person, and it's been way too long at this point. So thank you for that support. And also our patrons get a bonus show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. If you want to check that out, just go to patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. You can follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram and Twitter, same handle, at BRGuestMike. You can follow Scott at EpScott, E-P-S-C-O-T. Check that out. I will say, Scott, I got to tell you, you need a little hype music on a Friday night. Hottest band in the lower part of the mitten every Friday, right? You'll check that out on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. Yep. The Okemos Marching Band. They're ready to pump you up for the weekend.
So what's their mascot?
They're going through a mascot change because it's not politically correct. They're just, so that's why I never post okay. What the mascot is.
I didn't know. I don't know. It's the Okemos Marching Band. Like the
so
Washington
they just called them. Yeah. They've had to change a lot of their like chants in the marching band. Like, they used to say, it's great to be an Okemos, whatever it is. Now it's like, it's great to be an Okemos. And they just leave it blank.
I mean, it keeps you out of trouble. This is the less you say, the better off you are. We were actually, my wife and I were last night eating dinner at this restaurant, this little, you know, not a fancy place, but just like a little locally owned little place where you get burgers and fries and stuff, tater tots. And there was a sign on the wall that said, what did it say? Because she was going to take a picture of it. It said something like, the fish would have never gotten trouble if he hadn't opened his mouth. I was like, that is some sage advice right there. That something like the fish would have never gotten in trouble if he wouldn't have opened his mouth. I mean, like Twitter should put that, like when you log into Twitter, open the app, like there should be like a little red bar that has that on top just to warn you.
And you have to acknowledge that you read it.
Exactly. Yes, I do. Yeah, the little checkbox. I agree. Yeah. Okay, that's good stuff. Let's see. Here we have more from Don. Don's trying to help us out here. He's giving us like an FAQ.
It's the longest post ever.
It's the longest Q and I'm trying to scan it. Anyway, we will get this out there and let everybody know. So I appreciate it, Don. Thank you so much for supporting us that way. Of course, you can follow at Palm Trees of Disney as well for some great content over there. All right, we're going to get out of here and catch you tomorrow. We have a show on the feed. Of course, it's the Friday show. And if not, if you're watching us live or listening to us live, we have the Monday show. A great trip report heading your way as well. So for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night or a great Thursday. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.